Well, this is a stimulus for some countries, but it's also a redistribution of purchasing power across the world economy. In some areas of the world, which were particularly in difficult conditions, like the CIS, Russia, that will be a double whammy hit, adding to the impact of harder financial conditions.
Can we say that the US is going to continue to drive the world economy?
The US is certainly recovering strength from strength, but also some emerging markets are providing there some support.
Tell me about Latin America and also the CIS. They've seen sharp deceleration, but not East Asia. Is that the good news for the world economy, East Asia?
Emerging markets in East Asia have proved for a long time quite reliable suppliers of stimulus to the global economy, including as demanders of commodities. By contrast, the CIS is suffering not only the impact of the worsened geopolitical tensions, but also the impact of lower commodity prices. And this effect is expected to continue.
Is there one single thing that you can say is going to impact adversely or positively on the world economy moving forward?
There are two issues I would like there to mention. One is geopolitical tensions. I think political factors are having a stronger influence in the period ahead, and they are going to cloud economic projections.
Is that because of the effect of the energy question, which is related to the geopolitical problems in Ukraine and Russia? Is that what you're referring to?
I think it goes beyond the region of the CIS. I think in other parts of the world, there are also potential for tensions that may be damaging for economic growth.
Can you give me some examples?
For example, the tensions that are related to energy prices, that's going to create winners and losers. So in the losing side, there will be also a potential for tensions there.
Global inflation remains subdued, but deflation is really the big risk. Can you explain why you say that some inflation isn't a bad thing?
Inflation is not a bad thing if it comes in moderate doses. Inflation makes easier to pay debts, and we have a problem in the global economy of huge debt levels. So that facilitates lives for debtors. Also, a little bit of inflation facilitates rebalancing prices in an easier way. So that's a good thing. It creates also some market power for companies. They find it easier to come to the market and sell their products and keep profits. So it's a bit of oil that greases the economy. By contrast, deflation makes debts harder to pay, leads to consumers postponing their purchasing decisions. So that's not something you would like to have on a persistent way. Having said that, one thing is having declines in prices for a short period of time. The other one is to have a situation where you have entrenched deflationary expectations. And the second one is the worrying one.